Hello and welcome to the Daily Bible Readings. Today we are in Genesis 26 verses 1 to 33. It's the story of Isaac opening up wells. It's one of my favourites in Genesis. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you that you continually want to restore things and to open wells and open the wells of salvation so that we might fully experience your goodness. Help us today to understand this passage and bless us as we serve you today. Amen. Genesis 26. Now, there was famine in the land, besides the previous famine in Abraham's time. And Isaac went to Abimelech, king of the Philistines, in Gerar. The Lord appeared to Isaac and said, "Do not go down to Egypt. Live in the land where I tell you to live. Stay in this land for a while, and I will be with you and will bless you. For to you and your descendants I will give all these lands and will confirm the oath I swore to your father Abraham. I will make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and will give them all these lands. And through your offspring all nations on earth will be blessed because Abraham obeyed me and did everything I required of him, keeping my commands, my decrees and my instructions." So Isaac stayed in Gerar. When the men of that place asked him about his wife, he said, "She is my sister," because he was afraid to say, "She is my wife." He thought the men of this place might kill me on account of Rebekah, because she is beautiful. When Isaac had been there a long time, Abimelech, king of the Philistines, looked down from a window and saw Isaac caressing his wife, Rebekah. So Abimelech summoned Isaac and said, "She's really your wife. Why did you say she's my sister?" Isaac answered him, "Because I thought I might lose my life on account of her." Then Abimelech said, "What is this you've done to us? One of the men might well have slept with your wife, and you would have brought guilt upon us." So Abimelech gave orders to all the people, "Anyone who harms this man or his wife shall surely be put to death." Isaac planted crops in that land, and the same year reaped 100-fold, because the Lord blessed him. The man became rich, and his wealth continued to grow until he became very wealthy. He had so many flocks and herds and servants that the Philistines envied him. So all the wells that his father's servants had dug in the time of his father Abraham, the Philistines stopped up, filling them with earth. Then Abimelech said to Isaac, "Move away from us. You've become too powerful for us." So Isaac moved away from there and camped in the valley of Gerar, where he settled. Isaac reopened the wells that had been dug in the time of his father Abraham, which the Philistines had stopped up after Abraham died, and he gave them the same names his father had given them. Isaac's servants dug in the valley and discovered a well of fresh water there. But the herdsmen of Gerar quarrelled with those of Isaac and said, "The water is ours." So he named the well Esek, because they disputed with him. Then they dug another well, but they quarrelled over that one too. So he named it Sitnah. He moved on from there and dug another well, and no one quarrelled over it. He named it Rehoboth, saying, "Now the Lord has given us room, and we will flourish in this land." From there he went up to Beersheba. That night the Lord appeared to him and said, "I am the God of your father Abraham. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. I will bless you, and I will increase your number of descendants for the sake of my servant Abraham." Isaac built an altar there and called on the name of the Lord. There he pitched his tent, and there his servants dug a well. Meanwhile, Abimelech had come to him from Gerar with Ahuzzath, his personal adviser, and Phicol, the commander of his forces. Isaac asked them, "Why have you come to me since you were hostile to me and sent me away?" They answered, "We saw clearly that the Lord was with you. So he said, 'There ought to be a sworn agreement between us and you. Let us make a treaty with you, that you will do us no harm, just as we did not harm you, but always treated you well and sent you away peacefully. And now you're blessed by the Lord.'" So Isaac then made a feast for them, and they ate and drank. Early the next morning, the men swore an oath to each other. Then Isaac sent them on their way, and they went away peacefully. That day, Isaac's servants came and told him about the well they dug. They said, "We found water." He called it Sheba. And to this day, the name of the town has been Beersheba. Wow, what a passage. There's so much in that passage. Isaac starts off by making the same mistake his dad made about saying that his wife was his sister. That was out of fear, and it didn't work very well for him. So, you know, operating out of fear is not much good. And I noticed recently, there's so much fear about the heat. And I think people posting on social media and getting themselves in a right hysteria doesn't help. I think social media often has a lot to answer for. It's creating a climate of fear in our nation as people are far more telling one another how awful things can be rather than just getting on with it like we used to. Anyway, the wells are fascinating in this passage, very symbolic. Isaiah 12 talks about the wells of salvation here. He keeps reopening wells, and he starts off by reopening his father's wells. And that's a message to us to not forget what their previous generations got from the Lord. Baptism in the Spirit restored, freedom in worship restored, spiritual gifts restored. Let's not let those wells get fit in. Let's dig them up again and go for it. And then the next well, there was jealousy, and they had to back off because people were jealous of their gifting. Don't look left or right. Just keep going with what God wants you to do. The next well in verse 20 was disputes. You know, arguing and grumbling stopped up the wells. We need to make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit and not grumble and argue. Next one, 21, Sitna, Satan is another word for that one. Accusations. You know, sometimes there could be things against us. It's so sad to see churches falling and church leaders falling. Recently, Hillsong and others have had big problems because of money, sex and power. Don't let there be accusations against you. Don't let there be skeletons in the cupboard, as it were. The next well in 22 is room enough, Rehoboth. You know, God wants us to flourish. He wants us to grow and have a spacious place to serve him and be blessed by him. And then I love the next little section where the Philistines come. You know, we've had it recently with our neighbours. You know, sometimes when somebody, when there's a conflict, you should always respond one better relationally. You know, if somebody sends you a text, ring them. If somebody rings you, arrange to meet them. If somebody meets you, talks to you face to face, take them out for coffee. And here the Philistines actually do it with Isaac. They up the relational sorting things out game by coming to him and saying, hey, we want to sort things out. And so that means that there is such a blessing for the last well. It's called Shibna. It's where there is sevenfold blessing. That's what God wants for us. I love this passage. May God bless you today. There's tons to think about. May there be something in there that challenges you and stirs you and blesses you today. God bless you, folks.